What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. So we're talking about Chelsea Clinton, who is now out there trying to get opportunities to get her name before the American public as a prelude to her attempt to enter public life. And Chelsea was out there screaming about this case of this woman detained by the Immigration Customs Enforcement and being subject for deportation. And, okay, there's some music going on in the background. So anyway, it made a big deal about it. Then it turned out to be a huge embarrassment because apparently this deportee only identifies as a woman. It's actually a man, been convicted of domestic abuse, and he's been deported already six times. So Chelsea kind of goofed there. She just grabbed the cause and went with it, and it blew up in her face. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Mark in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Ah, and is it okay for me to say shalom, which is both Hebrew and Arabic for peace?
Good, sure, go for it.
I want to commend you that your moral compass is far better than people who call themselves Christian. And you know, I'm going to tell you a joke, and I hope that, you know, I'm appalled by the way some people misappropriate the scriptures. And I'm going to tell you, the politicians, they quote scripture almost as well as Satan himself. You can appreciate I'm making a joke there. I mean,
I do.
Yeah, I know the passage you camped out on.
Any good joke, it's funny because we know there's an element of truth in there.
Yes, and that's the thing is that you can appreciate that the Zionists camp out on certain passages, and I was looking through my Bible software, and there's seven times just in the book of Judges, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of God. And I'm like, I'm really disturbed by the way these people, they say, we're going to support Israel unconditionally. And it's like, well, if that was true of the ancient Israel that really were of the lineage of Abraham, what about this current one where Bibi, I was listening to Bibi Netanyahu, and you understand why I call him that. He said, these people slander us and say that we're not of the lineage of Abraham. And it's like, Bibi, that's the truth. The vast majority of Jews are Khazarian. They're not of the lineage of Abraham, and there's nothing slanderous about telling the truth.
Look at the skin color. Look at they don't look like they're from the Middle East at all, okay?
And you're Sephardic, and I don't know why you don't use that, and I'm like, that's fine. But I am curious about something, and I don't want to touch on anything. If this is, how shall I say, sensitive for you, I'm curious as to what got you to become an atheist. Because, quite frankly, I wonder, I'm curious as to, were you raised with any religion that something that disgusting that happened? Because I'm curious about that, because the thing is, Keith Green had this song, and he said, but phonies have come, and wrong's been done, even killing in Jesus' name. And he's saying, I'm God's disgusted with those people even more than I am, because what little I know is infinitesimal to what he knows. And the one comfort I have, and I'd really be a lot more comfortable if they just saw the error of their ways and owned up to it and stopped doing evil. But I don't know
My opinion has always been that good people are going to do good things, bad people are going to do bad things, and both are going to often use religion as their excuse, justification, motivation. As for myself, it's actually kind of a funny story. My father was Catholic. I mean, just full-blown, the water and everything. But because there was no Catholic church near where I was growing up in New England farm country, I went to the Congregational Church, and I went to Sunday school, and I sang in the choir for like 5 years. I got the little pin with all the year things down there. And then in the fifth year, they made me a present of my own personal Bible, and that was their big mistake because I read it.
Yeah.
And I started walking into Sunday school with some very, what I thought, common sense questions. Where did Cain get his wife? And after about 3 or 4 weeks of that, the head of the Sunday school literally called up my mother and said, "You know, it really it's okay if he doesn't come to Sunday school anymore." So I got I got drummed out of Sunday school, and that was kind of the beginning, because I, you know, since I wasn't getting the weekly brainwashing anymore, I just sort of went my own way, and I considered myself agnostic for a while, and then finally,
I'm not fine, but
and
before you are.
Yeah, and that's where I simply went through a process of it wasn't just an issue of belief in God. It was an issue of belief itself as a mode of thought. And I eventually came to see that as a form of slavery, and I worked to basically abandon it. Now, I'm not an atheist that goes around screaming I'm an atheist and I'm out here to convert anybody. You know, I obviously do a lot of work at Claire's Church. I'm her roadie for her choir. They all know I'm not a believer. We all get along just fine. You know, we don't get into arguments or anything like that. And to be very honest, my opinion is that the atheists who are out there filing lawsuits and screaming and all the rest of that are actually insecure in their atheism. They're not really sure, and they're trying to get others to change their beliefs as a form of sort of reinforcement that they're on the right path. And I think that's where that's coming from. And now, again, I certainly support that part of the Constitution that says our government should not be respecting any one institution of religion over another. But outside of that, if you want to believe... if you want to believe...
the free exercise thereof.
May I finish my thought? Okay. If you want to believe in God, fine. If you want to believe in Cthulhu, fine. If you want to believe in the flying spaghetti monster, fine. I really don't care. As long as you are not using your belief to harm others, at which point you're going to have a fight. Okay. That's where I come from.
You can appreciate... Yeah, you appreciate that when I say I'm an anti-dogmatist, what I mean by that is the only thing I'm absolutely dogmatic is I'm responsible for my soul, you're responsible for yours. And if I haven't earned your trust and respect, why are you even... It's not like... The thing that bugs me is some people think that God's going to look for their advice. Hey, Joe, should I let this guy in? And it's like... I'm like, God's not going to ask my advice as to who does and doesn't get into heaven. But the thing that really concerns me is when people go, you know... And I appreciate 1 Thessalonians 5:21, test everything. And I have a real issue with neoconservatives who worship this counterfeit political entity that says, well, we are God's chosen people. And I'm like, well, church history is that for 1900 years, the church consistently held that when the Jews, the children of Israel, rejected Christ as the Messiah, apart from the ones that said, yes, you're what we've been looking for, the Jews lost their status of being God's chosen people. And
okay, well, let me cut in here a little bit. First of all, this is not a religious show, and we do have other callers, and I need a bunch of news, but I want to make a couple of points here. Most religions either explicitly state or imply that if you are a member of that religion, you are a member of the elect and you are superior. Certainly the Scientologists do it, no question about that. And so I really don't think that's really much of a factor. But one of the things, this is going to sound a little weird, have you ever studied up on voodoo?
The only thing I've heard of it is like that James Bond movie. So I can't say as I have, you know. And so I'm not going to.
That was a bad representation. That was a bad representation. Let me tell you. Okay, calm down. My radio show.
I'm fine.
Give me a minute. One of the things I thought was really cool about that was the adherents of voodoo had this idea that, you know, God is really too busy to be dealing with me. And the saints are really very important. They got a lot of territory to cover. So what we need are some smaller bureaucrats that we can approach. And that's where the voodoo pantheon came from. When you go to talk to Baron Samedi or any of these other characters, they are your intermediaries to the saints and to the Catholic God. And I always thought that was rather cool. And it is a very, very colorful thing. But if you don't use that James Bond movie to decide what voodoo is all about, because that's complete, utter nonsense. Anyway, listen, Mark, we're going to let you go. We got a bunch of phone calls here.
Thank you.
We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're going to go to Brendan in San Francisco. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I just want to praise the Lord for the Patriots Super Bowl victory, because we know the Lord had a hand in that game. Amen.
All right.
Mike, I called because I'm sitting here thinking, how can we show support for Trump? And I wonder, do you have any hard numbers on Rivero Rangers, for example?
No, I don't, because we don't hand out membership cards or anything like that. We know where we've got a very large readership on the website, or they wouldn't be wasting time hacking it all the time. Unfortunately, RBN is not on Arbitron, so we don't really have good, strong numbers on that. It's all kind of guesswork. But we know we're out there. We know we're having an effect. But as far as supporting Trump is concerned, most of that is going to have to happen at the grassroots level, not just the independent media. We can sit here and talk all day, but ordinary people are going to have to start calling their local media and say, we know you're BSing us, cut it out. We're going to start boycotting your advertisers. Ordinary people have got to phone their congressional offices, because email gets ignored. Faxes and paper letters are better, but just phone and say, look, we know what's going on here. We have the intelligence community literally in a state of rebellion against the lawful president of the United States of America, and just say they're risking a civil war, and it may not go the way that you want it to go.
Right. What I'm thinking is, like, I'm sitting here in San Francisco, and I know there's another caller in the area, and I'm assuming there's plenty the further we get outside the Bay Area, but it's like, it would be nice to coordinate and kind of cohab, you know, whatever. Where I'm going with this is, I'm wondering, does it make sense for you to reach out to some of these other broadcasters and have like a forum or a think tank, something of that nature? Because we know that there's a coordinated effort against Trump, and it's almost like maybe we should start really coordinating for Trump. And you, consider you one of the great minds. There's a few other gentlemen on the air that I can think of, or on the web, and it would be interesting to see a think tank or some kind of advisory informal thing with you folks, with these platforms, and just try to bang out some kind of ideas in the short term.
First of all, there's a lot of cross-pollination that does go on within the independent media. We're trading emails all the time. We appear on each other's show and everything. But if you really think about it, this radio show and its entire audience are a think tank, because we're out here throwing out ideas about how are we going to support Donald Trump, how are we going to overcome the deep state. People are emailing in their views and their replies. People are calling in with their views and their replies. And I think in a way you're trying to take that power away from our listeners and throw the burden back on just us in the independent media, when the whole goal of the independent media is a self-informed, a peer-to-peer communicating population, which makes it impossible for them to be swindled and directed and defrauded.
Right. I see where you're going with that, but can you imagine the amount of attention, like just say you and Alex Jones let bygones be bygones, and other high-profile folks? It's almost like a poor analogy would be like the Avengers or the X-Men or something, like these groups of people that you wouldn't normally associate. And I think it would draw attention to this onslaught against Trump. I mean, I talk to people and they have no idea what's actually going on against Trump, and they're just getting their news from these fake mainstreams. And it's like, if people really understood, Kucinich, for example, blasted the intelligence agencies, and it was the most refreshing, wonderful thing I've seen. And I went to my friend that's a liberal, and I said, look, at Kucinich is going off, he's on fire. And they couldn't be bothered. They didn't even want to know. And it's like, I think we could shine a brighter spotlight on these nefarious forces that are acting against Trump.
Let me respond to a couple of things that you said. First of all, from my point of view, as far as Alex Jones is concerned, bygones are bygones. I would have no hesitation to work with him on these issues of supporting Donald Trump. I link to a lot of his stories in his videos that are supportive of Donald Trump. So I don't think that's really a necessary factor. The other part of it is you need to understand that the number of people who are still relying on the corporate media to tell them what the world is a rapidly shrinking number. Remember, it came out just last week that the websites for the big corporate media outlets are artificially inflating their click numbers using Chinese botnets. Meanwhile, of course, if you look at the logs of the servers of RBN, whatreallyhappened.com, the Corbett Report, Jim Goddard's, all of these things, and Alex Jones's themselves, the numbers are going up. We are winning the war for the minds of America, and that's why they're in an absolute blind panic. They just sat there for the longest time assuming that the independent media was just a bunch of fringe computer weenie kooks and we don't have to pay attention to them. But following the defeat of their anointed one, Hillary Clinton, now they're paying attention, and they're very, very angry, and they're very, very scared. Anything that we can do, the best thing that all of us can do is just talk to our friends and neighbors. And yes, you're going to run into a bunch of people who are brain dead liberals. And part of the problem is these are individuals who can never admit that they were wrong, and you're never going to convince them. So the best thing to do is ignore them. Just let them fade on off into history. And you need to develop that skill of detecting people who are starting to ask questions, and you need to be there with the answers. And you need to tread gently. You can't shove somebody over a bridge. All you can do is stand on the other side and beckon them across. And because so much propaganda is tangled up with our personalities by intention, you have to just go one at a time. Don't overwhelm them with all the brilliance of what you know of what's really going on, or their defense mechanisms will kick in and they're going to lock up. Part of the art of being a rabble-rouser is knowing what the rabble is ready to hear and what they're not ready to hear. And you have to develop that skill in order to be effective.
It is a skill indeed, and I do not possess it. I've driven more people off with facts. But it's almost like at a comic book convention, you see all these wonderful artists and writers all in one stage. I would love to see that. What a spectacle to see you and Alex Jones and these other folks in one spot brainstorming and throwing out ideas. It would be such a spectacle. People would have to pay attention. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you very much. And, yeah, that would be a lot of fun. I'd like to see that happen. You know, I went back when I was in computer animation. I used to do the trade shows all the time, and I had a great deal of fun. All right, we're going to switch to Sherry in Fredericksburg, Texas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thanks. Yeah, when I hear you giving your religious views and stuff, I have to point out why I'm so in favor of your attitude, because I think the most important thing we can be is true to ourselves. With a heart and mind that's open to know what needs to be known. See, this isn't a perfect world. We'd love it if the people, especially our ministers, were perfect. It'd be nice if the Pope were perfect. But people can inspire us, I think. But the real transformation, at least it's been my experience, comes from within ourselves. Where we change on the inside, then we put out a different light, we get a whole new, different life back. Where there is reasoning and logic, you have to remember when people try to tell you how to feel, I think that where there's reasoning and logic on the left brain, I have found that there's also the unreasonable and the illogical. So it's kind of a mixed bag over there. But on the right, if your mind's open and you have a good heart, we all know that. So you're fine. And I hope people will, you know, if they believe any little piece of this, that we really change on the inside when we're ready to. And the best you can be is true to yourself. Don't worry about my show.
Sherry,
that is my opinion.
Sherry, do you know what you're describing?
What?
Wisdom.
Oh, yes. It comes with age. So I've acquired
sadly,
a lot.
Yes.
Sadly,
we get
yes.
too late. Oh, we get too soon old and too late smart.
That's
all right,
so
Sherry,
true.
we're going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We got two more callers waiting on the line. Still got a bunch of news I need to get to. I want to get to Oroville. Things are still kind of weird out there, and I'm very nervous. I'm very afraid for those poor people out there who are in the way of Mother Nature and the politicians, and I'm not sure which one's the biggest threat. So we're heading down to this commercial. Also, we're going to be talking about, when we get on back, the change in rules in immigration may actually change the House of Representatives. We'll be right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, we're already aware that there is a huge brouhaha going on over the issue of illegal immigrants voting in last year's election, with the political establishment saying couldn't possibly happen, only the Russians can interfere with our elections. But as it turns out, the illegal immigrants are able to influence our politics in the favor of liberals without even voting, just by simply being there. Because when the population is counted for the purpose of establishing districts for the House of Representatives, the illegals are counted. And as it turns out, there is a bill that is being introduced. It's going to be a constitutional amendment, which means it's going to need 75% of the states to ratify. And it's being proposed by Representative Steve King. And it will simply say that non-citizens are not to be counted for the purposes of drawing districts for the House of Representatives. And if that were to go forward, California would lose 4 seats in the House of Representatives. Now, to me, this is common sense, and I imagine that it is only through oversight on the part of the Founding Fathers that this was not included in the Constitution to begin with. But I can imagine the Founding Fathers viewed that anybody who came to this country was going to be a citizen, and there wasn't going to be a giant population of people who were in limbo. But I think this is something that definitely needs to be there, because look at what happened with ancient Rome. They just let everybody in. Everybody could vote. Bread and circuses, and the whole place came crashing on down. All right, let's take some phone calls. Linda in Massachusetts, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you today?
I'm fine.
Hello? Good, good. I am promoting for the 24th of February, and I picked that date because it's a Friday, and Claire will be hosting the last hour of your show, to promote a National Day of Prayer for the people, or just positive thoughts from folks that don't pray, for our president to protect him. And I'm going to try to contact as many alternative radio hosts, and just wanted to mention it to you, Mike.
Okay, and that'll be on the 24th, and I'll be sure and let Claire know about that.
Thank you. And I'll call her, and I'm going to call the other hosts, and I just wanted your audience to hear about it and think about it and participate and spread the word.
All right, well, certainly we'll do that. Now, I think positive thoughts about Trump pretty much every day. They're not all positive, but about 9 out of every 10. Okay.
So do I, but I think he just needs to hear it from us. That we're on his side, we've got his back.
That is very important, and that is why you should get on Twitter and on all of the various White House and real Donald Trump feeds and post positive thoughts, because there's literally an army of people out there trying to flood social media. And we have to overcome the censorship that the social media is doing to try and block people who are praising Donald Trump. This is a full court Bex alert. In terms of the establishment. All right. Well, Linda, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. And I'm going to leave the next phone call until after this next commercial break. But meanwhile, apparently, there was a professor over at Orange Coast College who claimed Donald Trump's election win was an act of terrorism. And apparently, a student recorded that and put it online. The student has been suspended, not the teacher, and told to wrote an ordered to write an apology for taking what this is what they're teaching in the universities and colleges. Donald Trump's election was an act of terrorism. Is that what you took out $66,000 in student loans to be told? Aren't the kids supposed to be in college so they can acquire the job skills so they can eventually pay those student loans back? I don't think college professors in non-political classes should be allowed to be political. I certainly wasn't when I was teaching. I refused. All right, we're going to take a break from commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we take to the phone call, just a quick reminder, our fearless commander-in-chief, John Stettmiller, is finally dealing with his bug. He's going to be back on the air live immediately following this program, and everybody's saying it's going to be good. He's going to be doing a great show. So please make a point of staying tuned after my program. You won't be listening to reruns. It will be live, and it will be on fire. Let's go back to the phones here. Rob in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, it's good news with John. I was talked to him the other day, and he sounded really just terrible. But anyways, this one caller was saying about how to kind of, like you said, putting it back towards the network people and this about networking, getting together. But the thing that I keep going back to, what I have learned from RBN and all the shows that I've gathered so much knowledge from, is the basics of our country. And I had somebody, and I'm sharing that with people. John knows about this. I have a good base of people that are, I'm educating them by just doing what I'm doing. And then yesterday, somebody came up to me or was talking to me, and he said, "Do you have any quality, you know, good news feeds that I could, you know, that I would get some information from?" So I made a list of half a dozen of them and some YouTube things. And I said, you know, the most important thing you have to do is you have to be involved. You have to educate yourself. You have to look, you know, think. And it's, so the people are out there, and people like me and people like that other caller, we are networking. You know, we're all against the same challenge. This is a snake pit right now. Everybody agrees with you, Mike, and about the fact that a civil war is looming very badly if they can't get under control all these, you know, rats, cockroaches, and all the other, you know, spies that are in the White House. And thank God Chavez is involved now to call for, you know, an investigation. Start prosecuting some of these people. And they'll just shut up. People understand that we stood back and let Obama's government regime, however you want to put it, do what they were going to do for 8 years.
Well, hold it. It wasn't just Barack Obama. This has been coming on for a great many years. Some of these executive orders that we're planning for a transition of our nation into something go all the way back to the Nixon administration. But it really began to take off, again, 30 years ago during the Bill Clinton administration, when we began to see this power play. We were hearing George Bush even back then talking about the New World Order, getting rid of the useless eaters. This is, you know, Obama is certainly one of the players, but let's not drop the entire guilt on him. Well, it hasn't culminated yet either. If it had already culminated, we wouldn't be having this discussion.
Well, I meant he was bringing it to a head, not culminate. You know, the Hillary, like you
he
said,
he was advancing it along, and Hillary.
Understand.
Yeah.
Right. They understand the whole parade that it's been 30 years of both sides of the same, two heads of the same snake. And, you know, and it has to be what it has to be. People have to get educated. They can't rely on anybody else. I'm teaching people just cognitive thinking. You have to think for yourself. You cannot rely on someone else's opinion to justify what your reality is. It can't happen.
Well, you know, one of the bad things about Common Core and modern education is they are absolutely not teaching students to analyze, to think critically, to think logically. It really is all about indoctrination. We, the authority figure, the teacher, will tell you this. You will believe it and act accordingly. And this is great politics, but it's lousy economics, because our kids coming out of our schools are academically limited, and they are at a disadvantage competing with children of the same age in other nations in competing for these jobs in the global technological marketplace.
Mike, wouldn't you agree? The Communist Manifesto, mission accomplished, though. You know, you have the government take over the education system, and you retrain and you teach everybody to become Autobots. And
well, that was included as part of the Communist Manifesto, but it actually dates back to Prussia, what's called the Prussian model of public education. And even back then, the declared intention was to craft a younger generation that was of better use to the government, rather than trying to convince and persuade them as adults to get on with the government agenda.
Right. Train them young and train them right. Well, sort of.
Yeah.
So, yes,
grab them when they're too young.
It's going to take a lot of work.
Yeah, the model is to grab them when they're too young to realize the big people are full of crap, and fill their head full of a lot of nonsense, let their personalities grow up around those core beliefs, and then they're locked in place. It takes a tremendous effort of will to abandon those beliefs. And I'll give you one good example. Can you remember how badly you were traumatized when you learned there was no Santa Claus? Now imagine that same trauma multiplied across everything you believe, all at the same time, and you will understand just how powerful this enslavement to belief can really be.
Yes, and it really is. It's devastating to people, and unfortunately, I mean, I studied enough of the psychology of things that the mind, obviously you know this, that the change is probably the one of the worst things that the mind It can't do it. It doesn't like it. It's traumatic.
Well, one of the advantages of getting old is you come to accept that there's going to be change, and you might as well get used to it. Anyway, listen, Rob, we're going to let you go. We're going to take one more call from Terry in Tennessee, and then we got to talk about Oroville because there are some issues developing there. Terry, what is on your mind?
Just talking about this Obamacare thing, I have a daughter who's in the military who happens to be a doctor and told me, you know what, Mom, when you file your taxes this year, you don't got to check that thing, that box,
you know,
and where we have to pay the penalty. And we've paid the penalty. And it's not like I can't afford insurance. It's like I don't want it.
There are a lot of people who agree with you because when you look at those sky-high deductibles, the reality is that your average American, unless you have a serious accident or illness, you're not going to exceed the deductible, and the vast majority of people are better off just paying for their medical care in cash and not having to pay for the health insurance policy. But the current model in the United States has abandoned this idea of providing a product or service of value for a reasonable price, and the new model is we're going to create something that's absolutely useless, possibly dangerous, and then we will have the government force you to buy it. And that, of course, is fascism. And we knew when they came out with Obamacare, the same thing was going to happen with health insurance that happened when they made auto insurance mandatory. Price was going to go up, quality of service was going to go down. And the people are going to be looted. We knew this was going to happen. We said that was going to happen. Anyway, listen, Terry, I need to let you go. I'm running out of time. We're getting to the end of the show. We're going to close the lines here and because I got some stuff I got to talk about. And we're going to talk about Oroville. Now, you have probably noticed all over YouTube there are videos, both from small aircraft and drones, that are showing the serious damage that has been done to the concrete emergency spillway, which is resting on packed earth, and then, of course, the much more serious growing damage around the main spillway, which has broken partway down the hill, and the flood of water is now starting to seriously erode and undercut the soil that's acting as a buttress for the one end of the Oroville Dam. And we're still getting all these platitudes about, well, we think the dam may survive the oncoming storms. But apparently state officials are really getting fed up with all those videos showing just how bad that dam is doing because the Federal Aviation Administration has now issued a ban on the private use of recreational drones and aircraft over the Oroville Dam emergency spillway. And they're saying it's to allow crews to work without interference. Well, none of the videos that I have seen were anywhere near the workers. The only aircraft operating in the area outside the private planes and the drones are the helicopters lugging those rocks over, and I didn't see any videos that seemed to indicate a threat there. I think the real issue is trying to contain the reality of what that dam is looking at right now. And they're gambling here. And what we're seeing in the weather forecast is very, very alarming. And here is really what it comes on down to. If that emergency spillway overtops again, we could see further undercutting. Because if that emergency spillway were to collapse, there's going to be a flood downstream. There won't be this 100-foot tall tsunami everybody's talking about. That would only happen if the main part of the dam itself collapsed catastrophically, meaning all at once. That would be horrible. But if that spillway collapses, there's going to be a flood downstream. Now, if you look at the Oroville Dam in an aerial photo or Google Earth, it's there in Google Earth, you will notice that the outflow from the spillways goes into the Feather River downstream of the outflow of the power station itself. And that is really where one of the problems is coming from, because all of that debris that was washed down the hill from the emergency spillway and the main spillway is now clogging the Feather River, and the water level behind that clog is rising. We got one report, the power station itself is now partly flooded. So it's serious, and given how many times we were lied to about things like Fukushima, that's okay, a little radiation's good for you. The Deepwater Horizon disaster, that's okay, a little oil is okay for you. If I were living in Oroville, I would absolutely not be gambling my own life on the reassurances from the state officials that the dam is probably going to survive the coming rains. And we all know that the long-range weather forecasts really aren't that accurate beyond maybe 48 hours at most. They'll have the weak forecast there because it makes it look like they know what they're doing and they're in wonderful control. But we've noticed many, many times here in tracking the hurricanes that whiz on by our islands from time to time. There'll be a five-day forecast of where the hurricane is going, and there'll be a cone of error. But that day-to-day, that far end is just whipping back and forth. And the same thing needs to be understood as being a factor into just how much rain is going to be coming on down. Now, my understanding is the immediate forecast for the next few days, the rain is going to be fairly light, but starting the beginning of next week, they're expecting very heavy rain, and that is a huge watershed that feeds into Lake Oroville and the Oroville Dam. If you are in Oroville or even downstream, I would be keeping an eye on the rain. Even the officials who have canceled the mandatory evacuation are saying maintain your situational awareness. Be prepared to leave rapidly if you need to be. They've already said people who have mobility issues, they're on wheelchairs and stuff, should probably stay in the evacuation centers. But I think they're trying to keep a low tone on this, and they're hoping that the dam will not collapse so that they can say, well, see, it was no big deal, and we don't need to worry about all the other dams in the United States which are seen as structurally deficient and at risk. And there are, I think, at least 8 of them. But I have a very, very bad feeling. I am hoping for the best. I do not want to see those people in Oroville pay the price for neglect on our infrastructure. But if I were in that part of California, I would have the car already loaded, everything ready to go at a moment's notice. Remember what happened when they did the last evacuation? They didn't issue the evacuation until an hour before the time they thought it might collapse. And that resulted in a huge traffic jam, which meant had the dam collapsed, instead of drowning in their own homes, they would have drowned on the highway, which to me is not really a vast improvement. So given the world of politics, given the world of trying to reassure you that everything is okay, that we didn't misspend your tax money on transgender bathrooms and supporting illegal immigrants when we should have been making sure the dam was okay after people expressed concern following that quake 12 years ago. So they're going to say, it's no big deal. You're just making a big deal out of nothing. And then when it happens, they'll say, oh, my goodness, we need a bailout. Now, again, as I mentioned yesterday, the Trump administration has released emergency funds to California to deal not just with Oroville, but some of the other problems caused by their failing infrastructure, such as massive flooding. And it is rather cause for concern. Over in the Daily Mail in Britain, they were running a story where engineers have been using patch and pray techniques to keep the Oroville Dam working for years. And they're talking about their cracks in that main concrete spillway have been in the site report since 2009, and nobody did anything about it. They would just shut off the water and sort of paint it over with concrete solutions to fill in the cracks and not actually replace those underlying concrete supports. That's why that thing failed. It had nothing to do with the volume of water. When you're not actually replacing the parts that crack, sooner or later they're going to fail. And we're hearing this in the British media, not here in the American corporate media. Now, another report that we are getting from, well, this is a YouTube video, and it's on the front of whatreallyhappened.com. One of the workers at the scene is saying only about 8% of that hole that was gouged at the bottom of the emergency spillway is filled. And actually said, you ought to stay the heck out of Oroville until this is really, truly over. And I think that's very good advice. Err on the side of caution. And I hope it's not going to work. My concern is all the rock they've been putting in there, if there's an overtopping again, the rock is going to act like an abrasive and it's going to accelerate the undermining of that spillway. If that hillside underneath the spillway gives way, the spillway will follow and it's not going to be good. Anyway, if you're in Oroville, think safety. Err on the side of caution. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. None
minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So starting from the revelation that major cracks in the main spillway at the Oroville Dam were included in state reports going back to 2009. That's 8 years. And none of those concrete slabs were replaced. They were just painted over to try and make the cracks leak-proof, which rarely works, which means water's been seeping through there, washing out the soil underneath, creating voids, and it is voids that lead to collapses, whether it's a giant one like a concrete spillway or just potholes in the road. And now we have this story where apparently Washington Times is reporting California's governor, Jerry Brown, has been spending $25 billion a year supporting the illegal immigrants. And not spending any money on actually repairing the Oroville Dam, just paint it over, make it look like it's good. And that's probably another reason they're trying to downplay it so Jerry Brown can run for governor again. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Remember, President Trump said there was going to be a $1 trillion boost to repair the nation's infrastructure. Governor Brown submitted a $100 billion wish list for infrastructure projects in California to Donald Trump. The Oroville Dam was not even on that list. Now, again, I hope the best for the people of Oroville and everybody downstream. There's absolutely no question this dam collapsing would be an epic disaster. If it does collapse, even partly, that's going to be the end of Jerry Brown's career, or it should be. Because it's not just losing the city of Oroville, it's not just all the people who are killed or who have their lives destroyed, it's the contamination of the agricultural sector in that part of the state, it's the contamination of the water feeding the freshwater systems going into Los Angeles itself. This should never have been allowed to go this far. If there were cracks in that spillway in 2009, they should have been fixed in 2009. Every time there's an epic fail, they go back in and say, oh, well, we knew there was a problem way back here, but somebody with their finger on the budget said, nah, we don't need to fix that. We saw that at the Deepwater Horizon, where British Petroleum had, the Deepwater Horizon itself, didn't want to spend the money to do the mandated maintenance on their manual blowout preventer for 4 years, and that's why that became a disaster. We see it happening time and time again. We're on the verge of it again. I hope that those who say this dam will withstand this next series of storms, and they're now talking a total of 5 separate storms are going to come on through. I hope they're right. I hope it survives. But even so, looking at that damage, the people of California have a lot to talk about with Governor Jerry Brown. And why is he spending their tax money on illegal immigrants instead of keeping them safe? Okay, there's our music. It's time for me to get on out of here and see what mischief I can get into for the rest of the day, who I can annoy, whose ox I can gore, rather. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, actually. The lovely Lady Claire will be with us in hour number 3. We're going to try and rearrange the seating so you can see her. So we'll be back tomorrow, and aloha, America.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.